In this part of the South, you did not make scrapple. I don't think you did anywhere. I think that's purely a something that was either brought from Germany or,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't make scrapple.
All right, you made your own butter.
Yes.
What would happen to it if you kept it too long?
It would become rancid.
Mm-hmm.
Now the same thing with it. You see, the climate is so hot in this part of this area that meat, that side meat, would become rancid in the summer.
Wow.
And the hams wouldn't become so rancid. The fat around them would, but the meat of the ham itself would not.
You know, how about, what do you call sour milk? That real thick sour milk?
Clabber.
Mm-hmm. What did you used to do with that?
We cooked with it, made biscuit with it, made batter cakes with it,
mm-hmm.
made muffin bread with it, or egg bread,
mm-hmm.
and we fed it to the chickens and we fed it to the hogs. We also made cottage cheese out of it.
Mm-hmm. Does that work?
And we called it cottage cheese. We did not call it smear case.
Okay.
I've known some girls who were from southern Ohio, and they called it smear case.
Mm-hmm.
But we called it cottage cheese.
All right, what did you usually do with the milk before to take the impurities out of it? Nothing? You
tried to be as clean as you could in milking it,
mm-hmm.
and straining it,
mm-hmm.
and you tried to put it into, you'd strain it up into pans that had been scalded. Now, I put it into bottles that had been scalded,
uh-huh.
but... not when I was a child. It was all strained up into pans.
Did ever make almost like a dessert from apples? Had a crusty type top to it, other than pie?
Apples do not grow in this area.
Uh-huh. Did you ever get apples from North Georgia?
Occasionally, after they got trucked. That someone would come through in the fall of the year selling apples.
Mm-hmm.
But you would buy apples in a store, just like you would buy oranges in a store. And they were much too dear to start cooking with them,
mm-hmm.
in this area.
All right, what did you use to, did you ever have a sauce of any kind that you pour over pudding?
I've read about hard sauce and butter sauce and so on, but we did not.
Mm-hmm.
We would use cream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'd use clotted cream.
Yeah.
And then we'd use sweet cream too.
Uh-huh. What would you call things like eating between, you know, regular meals?
You didn't call it a snack.
Uh-huh.
But we always ate when we got home from school, but I don't remember that it had any particular name,
mm-hmm. okay.
that meal. We were always told, don't you go in there and eat too much, you'll ruin your supper.
Okay. So
you know, I knew some children whose mothers would put the food that was left over from lunch, from dinner, because we had dinner in the middle of the day, in a cupboard, but they called it a safe, and locked the safe, and those children went home to school and they wouldn't have anything to eat. But we always had it was always sweet potatoes and side meat that had been fried, and you'd get your sweet potato in one hand, the piece of meat in the other. It was good.
What say if your Glenn came in here and he was getting really hungry. He said,
what time are we going to eat? What time do we have breakfast? What time are we going to have supper? What time is dinner, Grandma?